Just like prayer and fasting, Khums and Zakah are also acts of worship that are obligatory on all Muslims. The word Khums literally means one-fifth, and the word Zakah means alms. Khums is the one-fifth, 20% tax that Muslims are required to pay on their annual excess savings. Zakah is also a tax like Khums, but Zakah is only paid on certain kinds of items such as specific agricultural produce, livestock, gold and silver. Zakah is therefore nowadays usually applicable to specific individuals only, such as farmers. Remember, these are not mere taxes, but acts of worship. Just as prayer is an act of worship that involves the performance of certain acts and recitations, and fasting involves physical hardship, thirst and hunger, Khums and Zakah can also be seen in the terms of their own kind of sacrifice one makes for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for one's own spiritual growth. Moreover, these are not voluntary acts of charity, but obligatory. The Holy Quran has emphasized that one cannot hope to gain spiritual perfection and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless one spends one's wealth for others and gives selflessly. The Holy Quran says, "You will never become truly righteous until you spend from what you love most. And whatever you spend of anything, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it." The main differences between Khums and Zakah is what they are payable on and who is given. Khums is given as the right of Prophet Muhammad and his family, peace be upon them, to the orphans and the needy. It has been mentioned in many narrations of the Imams that one who does not pay Khums has stolen their share. In our future lessons, we shall learn more about who is given Khums and how it is distributed during the present age of the Ghaiba of the Imam alayhi salam. Zakah means alms, but its literal meaning is something which purifies. Both Khums and Zakah are religious taxes that purify a person from selfishness and greed, as well as it purifies the wealth itself by making those less fortunate share in a portion of it. Helping the less fortunate in the community achieves a relatively just and fair distribution of wealth in society. During the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, most of the people's wealth was in the form of agricultural produce, livestock, gold and silver. So most of the time people had to pay zakah instead of khums. Nowadays, most people's wealth is in the form of salaries, business profits and property. That is why it is more common for people to pay khums. There are many places where zakah is mentioned in the Holy Quran, emphasizing on its importance. The Holy Quran also mentions the obligation of paying khums. There are many narrations from our Prophet and the Imams, peace be upon them, that explain these verses of the Holy Quran in more detail and teach us what items to pay khums and zakah on and whom to give it to. We will speak in more detail in future lessons.